You're going to be adding 18. Yep, H11.
And we're pulling 18-6.
Yeah. We're removing the ordinance, of course, which is the 11C. 18F6, we didn't get the pay to play, so we're going to have to remove that.
Wait, F6?
Yes.
On the block card?
No, no, 18F6 is the professional service.
That's why I was confused. They need a pay to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, okay.
Yep. And then 18H11, you got that one already, we add in that one.
Yeah.
And then, let's see.
This is 11?
Is that the 258 one or the 270?
The 258 one is just, that's just for you guys, it's just a change. They made a mistake on the amount of money, so I had to give you a new one.
Welcome, thank you for coming, we appreciate it. In the heat, hopefully you're staying hydrated, and please check on the elderly, your neighbors or your friends and stuff like that, because we're getting a heat wave out there, so just check it out, make sure. Also, I would love to welcome our new Madam Clerk, our first full-time, Ms. Tanya Carter, and we're really That's why she's here. She is just top-notch, and we appreciate all that she does.
Thank you.
Right now, we have adequate notice of this meeting of the Lawrence Township Council being held on Tuesday, July 19, 2022, has been provided through the posting of the annual meeting schedule of said council in accordance with Section 13 of the Open Public Meetings Act. Said notice was forwarded to the Trentonian, the Times, and the Ledger on December 22, 2021. Madam Clerk, if you do us the inspiration, please, the pledge of allegiance and the roll call.
May we carry out our work at this meeting in a just, honorable, and sincere manner, always bearing in mind our duties and continuing to keep Lawrence a wonderful community in which to live. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Bobbitt?
Here.
Mr. Kanacki?
Here.
Ms. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mayor Ryan?
Here.
Special proclamations, recognitions, and presentations, none. We'll do the, open up with public participation, 5 minutes limit, please. Any public participation?
This is for the...
Is this the agenda?
Yes. For Cherry Tree. Wait.
Is this the time to speak on the resolution, or wait until then?
It's on the agenda.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, is this public participation for something not on the agenda?
Correct.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Come up and state your name. Wait, here's the chocolate.
Okay.
Come up here and state your name, please, and your address for the record, thank you.
Yes. Here? Okay. My name is Felicia DeVincenzi. I reside at 21 Springwood Drive. I've been a Lawrenceville resident for 40 years. My children were educated here. My husband and I are active in community here. I'm on several boards, I'm on the Lawrence Township Community Foundation, the Lawrence Township Environmental Education Foundation, but I'm speaking for myself, as well as the Boys and Girls Club of Mercer County. I'm a trustee for that, but I speak for myself now. The West Windsor Planning Board recently gave preliminary approval to a plan submitted on behalf of Atlantic Realty to construct 7 large warehouses totaling 5.5 million square feet of warehouse space with 910 loading docks. It will be along Clarksville Road, Quaker Bridge Road, and Route 1. It's the open space of the Hughes Tract. Many know, you may know it as that. It's 653 acres of open space. The project will result in a concrete footprint 5 times the size of Quaker Bridge Mall. The board approved it, even though they gave it 80 conditions of approval. I'm asking the Township Council and the Township Planning Board to become active in following this proposal and to join with the Princeton Township leaders who have already taken action to work at the county level to block this proposal. There are 4 reasons why I identify this proposal as incredibly dangerous. The first is truck traffic and diesel pollution. Right now, the State Planning Commission issued some guidelines. They said that for every 1 million square feet of warehouse space, you can predict truck traffic to increase by 1,740 truck trips per day. But this property is 5 times that of warehouse space, so it will be 9,570 truck traffic trips per day added to Route 1, where we shop at Costco, where we go to Turning Point, where we visit our friends in Mercerville, where we travel to Princeton Hospital. So that should be enough to give you pause. Second, this sabotages your local business strategy. Thank you for bringing all the businesses that are returning to our township. Why sabotage those businesses by discouraging motorists from going around them, because we're going to be in traffic truck gridlock? And if it isn't gridlock, it will be waiting, as if the county did approve road improvements, there's continuous road changing. The third point, ruination of our neighborhood streets, our historic neighborhood streets, where I live behind the Hull Fish garage. I can hear trucks on our main street screeching with their brakes when they suddenly see a kid coming out of Starbucks, because they're already avoiding Route 1 and coming off of 295. That's going to be even more egregious. Princeton Pike will be full of these trucks. It's really dangerous. It's a very big concern. And then finally, there's flooding and runoff. We know what happened in the last tornado. Do we really need that much concrete added to the environment within like 3 miles of where we live? So please join the Princeton Township leadership. Please take a look at this. The application is now on the county's desk. Brian Hughes already went on record saying he's concerned about it, not, especially because Clarksville Road is a county road. Clarksville, Mercerville, the Clarksville Quaker Bridge Light has been given an F score, as it is, for how traffic travels through it. F being like a score in a classroom report card. So it's already bad. So we really need to work and collaborate at the county level to do something. So please get it on the planning agenda, get it on your agenda. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Ma'am, I'd just like to comment on that we are doing everything that we can. We had a letter sent out on July 13th from our manager to the Mercer County Planning Board. McDade Building in Trenton, it also went to Brian Hughes, our county engineering, and everything else, that we're doing everything that we possibly can in Lawrence Township. Right here.
Thank you.
Come here. And also, our traffic consultant was at the West Windsor Planning Board meeting. I know it was sort of a slam dunk, but really the battle's going to be with the traffic when it goes to the county. And Clarksville Road, for any of you who drive on, it's a very rural road, and it's not set up for that type of traffic. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. I've been a little schooled here. Mr. Vereen, I was told you can speak during a resolution.
Now?
Correct. Yeah. Come on up, join the crowd.
Thank you. My name is Fred Vereen, 26 Fred Vereen Jr. Road in Eggers Crossing. First, I want to congratulate Ms. Carter.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to see you sitting there. And I want to salute the town manager and council for bringing Ms. Carter on board. Thank you. That's good. Speaking as an individual citizen of Lawrence Township and on behalf of the Task Force on Reparations, we thank you for listening to us and moving forward with this resolution to support the resolution on reparations, resolution 265-22. We are also most pleased with the four additional steps that you added to the resolution. All are so important for the betterment of our community, for our community to grow as a diverse community, and we'd be positive examples for our young folks coming up now, and those in school right now. And I think you're also being among the leaders with this resolution in our county and our state. I think it's a good resolution, and we appreciate what you've done. You've taken time to think about it, and you've come up with a good resolution. I also want to remind you, I think we sent you Eggers Crossing, as you know, paid off our 48-year mortgage, and we're having a celebration in October. I think you received, well, if you didn't, here it is. it's a letter and how you can support it. It's just an announcement. It's saying to save the date. Formal invitations will be coming out at a later date. And we thank you for, earlier you passed the resolution on our tax abatement, which helped us move forward. As you can see, we're also selling T-shirts.
You sell them on Saturday?
We'll have them at the fish fry on Saturday.
I didn't know about that either. Mr. Vereen, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We didn't get it right, but you gave us time, and I have to give credit to Councilwoman Lewis, Councilman Bobbitt. We're looking at it, adding to it, talking to all of us, just to get it right. Instead of the first one, I think it was five drafts where I think all of us were happy with it. Right. So, thank you for giving us the time and letting us work things out.
Good evening. How are you? Sam Frisby, 10 Belmont Circle, Trenton, New Jersey. I wanted to just stop by and say thank you to this council. I know that it was hard work looking at the reparations task force and everything that needed to go into that. But you did the work. And this is how government is supposed to work, right? The people have some ideas about things, and you're elected by the people, for the people. And it's your job to begin to really kind of parse that out. And you guys did it well. I know the road wasn't smooth. There were some bumps in it. But we recognize that that's how this work goes. And most importantly, the work is not just for our legislators, right? You are passing a resolution that talks about supporting a reparations task force at the legislative level. but there's work to be done at the grassroots level. And so that means that all of us need to be called to arms on this. We need to make sure that we are having conversations with one another, whether we're working with our school boards, whether we're working with the commissions, whether we're working with our nonprofits that are in the area. This job is too large for our legislators to do alone. And for people who think that it's not government's place, I would urge them to read the book, The Color of Money. The Color of Money talks about in the 60s and 70s that people thought that if we would just have more black banks, that we'd be able to pull more black people out of poverty. And what they found after doing an autopsy on that particular theory was that more white banks actually gained more money, and black banks went out of business because the business wasn't big enough. When we don't think through things, we just think that it's just a little bit of this, and we just put things in place and it will happen without doing the work at the grassroots level and pushing our legislators to move on this, we'll fail. But when we do it this way, when we're thoughtful about the work, when we call ourselves to arms and hold each of us accountable, when we hold our legislators accountable, when we hold our executive, who happens to be our governor, accountable, then we can begin to move on this. This is just talking about having a dialogue, a task force that will study this. And until we study it, we'll never fix it. And so I applaud you all. I think that Mercer County, our Board of Commissioners, we are the second or third commissioner board in the state of New Jersey to actually pass the resolution. I think you guys might be the fifth municipality in the state. The records will prove you right later down the road. The records, history will shine well on Lawrence Township because of what you will be voting on here today. So I want to thank you, and I appreciate all of your hard work. And thank you to our community members that fought hard for this as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Frisbee, for stopping by, and appreciate it. Tell family said hi. Nice seeing you.
Speaking on an ordinance that is up for adoption, you can't speak on it until that ordinance is up.
Okay. All right, I'm going to close public participation on that, if none. Review and revision of the agenda.
Now that I said that. You go ahead. No, you can do that one. Great. I don't have to do it now.
We're going to amend the following. Ordinance 11C. We're going to table by the planning board for further review. We're pulling resolution 18F6 on that. And then we're going to add to the agenda a resolution 18H11 on that. And then resolution 18E2 for a correction. And resolution 18H for a closed session.
I will make that motion and note that there is public participation following new business since it has now been pulled from the agenda.
Second.
Not yet.
But now that we said you couldn't speak and we're pulling it, I want to make sure you know where you get to speak.
Thank you.
All right, we're in adoption of minutes.
Wait, I have to do a roll call.
Oh, go ahead.
Mr. Bobbitt?
Yes.
Mr. Kanacki?
Yes.
Ms. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mayor Ryan?
Yes. Now we have the adoption of minutes of previous meetings. And awarding and rejecting of bids.
The motion to move 9A, number 226, authorizing the awarding of bid for the 2022 concrete improvement program.
Second.
This is a part of our 2022 concrete program. It's to address issues on Cultural Road, Key Green, Bergen Street, Blackwell Road, and Park Farm for an amount of $95,175.
Public participation on this? Seeing none, we'll close that. Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bobbitt?
Yes.
Mr. Kanacki?
Yes.
Ms. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mayor Ryan?
Yes. Introduction of ordinances. We have adoption of ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I'll move 11A, ordinance number 2428-22, and ordinance amending ordinance number 1932-07, and ordinance of the Township of Lawrence regulating residential rental.
Second.
Mayor, first I want to apologize for being late to you and to everybody in the audience. I have a family issue that I could not resolve in a timely manner. As for the Dunkin' Donuts large coffee, it's just been a very long day, and I had to make a decision to keep myself going. So I do apologize.
Accepted.
This ordinance is for its revisions to the residential rental units. It's an update to make it more consistent with the current state law.
Public participation? Seeing none, close. Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bobbitt?
Yes.
Mr. Kanacki?
Yes.
Ms. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mayor Ryan?
Yes. Motion move 11B, please.
Make motion move 11B, ordinance number 2429-22, an ordinance amending the salary ordinance for the Township of Lawrence, unclassified and or exempt seasonal emergency non-union.
Second.
Public participation on it. Seeing none?
Mr. Mayor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you should know. I'm sorry.
You're freezing me. He's freezing me.
Sorry.
Just as a brief explanation, as you know, we recently filled an open position for a municipal prosecutor. What this does, this allows me an opportunity, should we lose a prosecutor again to resignation or otherwise, to split the prosecutor's position in two, one for traffic court, one for criminal court. It's a big ask to have a private attorney take on the significant time that's involved for being our municipal prosecutor. However, we found one fully qualified and able to take it on. Passing this will allow me an opportunity, should the need arise in a very quick manner, to replace the prosecutor with two positions.
Public participation. Seeing none, Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bobbitt?
Yes.
Mr. Kanacki?
Yes.
Ms. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mayor Ryan?
Yes. All right, we are going to table.
Yep, we'll table that.
11C?
Yep. Back up. So it's already tabled.
So we can do the. Now, public participation. 5 minutes, please. You're up.
All right. I do believe you guys all got my email. My name. I'm sorry.
Your name and your address. Thank you.
Don't do this.
I haven't seen you in 24 hours.
Nancy Albertson, 620 Valley Forge Avenue.
Just as a matter of procedure, I don't know why we're having public participation on an issue that's not on the agenda. If it comes back, public participation will be available, but it seems to me that this issue may not even come back to council yet.
But it may.
Yeah, right. And then public participation would happen. I'm just bringing it out. It's procedurally probably not proper to have public participation on an agenda item that's been removed, but I'm just.
Mr. Roscoe?
Mayor, if you want to entertain public comment right now, you can do so. I think the public needs to understand this ordinance is not going forward tonight. Simple, plain language. This ordinance, in my opinion, should not go forward to a second reading from where it is right now. If it comes back, it should come back as a first reading in a revised form. So we are far from adopting any ordinance that relates to this property. If the council feels they want to hear comment from the public tonight, that's up to you, Mayor. That's up to the council members if you want to do that. But Mr. Nowinski is correct. We're not following our proper procedures here, but you know, if council wants to hear from the public, I think you should limit the comments, because certainly if someone says what you believe, please don't repeat yourself. This is really becoming a moot issue right now, folks. There's going to be no action taken tonight.
And that's address the council too,
right?
Not just specifically like the planning board.
I appreciate that. That's why I came to the council meeting tonight. We understand that.
Can I make a point of clarification? Because we had this discussion at the beginning of the meeting, some folks were not yet here, is that while it was on the agenda at the beginning of public participation, because it was on the agenda and not yet removed, we could not take their public, could not take their public comment. Now, we have there is a second opportunity for public comment at this meeting anyway.
There is. So you can take that public comment right now. If you want to take the comments on the ordinance that's been withdrawn, go ahead and do so.
And that's what we're doing.
Can I make a point of order? My concern was that public participation is 17 and right now we're on 12. And so I was just trying to understand why we were going out of order with the agenda.
And I would second that, Mayor, just because I don't think the manager's report is going to be that lengthy to, you know, and also just to make a clear delineation, that second public participation is for any topic that's not on the agenda. Now that we've tabled that ordinance, having this public participation before the manager's report, when we've noticed for it to be after the manager's report, I'd prefer that we follow the procedure, have the manager's report, attorney's report, clerk's report, unfinished business, new business, and then go to...
Ms. Anderson, would you mind?
No, that's fine. I'm amendable.
I'm very
anxious. Right. Manager's report, please.
I just wanted to give you an update with regard to the Heroes Dog Park that we've been working on.
Can you speak up?
Excuse me?
Can you speak up?
The status with regard to the Hero Dog Park on Ohio Avenue at Hamnet Park is we are prepared at this time to move forward to taking it to bid. All the designs have been completed, and that will be going out to bid probably within the next 30 days. I met with our municipal engineer today in terms of the Brunswick streetscape. We believe we're going to be ready to go out to bid for a lot of the elements of the streetscape within the next 30 to 60 days. And we'll need to have a discussion on a short-term solution with regard to the roundabout. The artwork or design that we wanted to go into the middle of it is proving to be kind of difficult to accomplish, and we may need to adjust our planning to some landscaping designs. I have a meeting scheduled with the engineer, our public works department, our finance, our CFO next week, and I'll report back to you with regard to the results of that. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Attorney's report.
I don't have much, Mayor, other than I think everyone's been reading the paper and is aware of the dysfunction on the Trenton City Council. They can't agree on a budget. The state has compelled them to pay their bond debt. But as this relates to the Trenton Water Works, there are still ongoing problems. They approved $4 million in federal money last year to fix the main in Olden Avenue that repeatedly fails. They still haven't undertaken the design for that work, let alone the actual construction work. So, I mean, I think we, the suburban towns who are involved in the Trenton Water Works litigation, really need to bring this to the attention of the court. To the extent that the judge reads the newspapers, he could take judicial notice of the dysfunction that's occurring. There's no reason why that main on Olden Avenue in Ewing wasn't repaired already. They also have a problem with water quality at the reservoir. There are apparently larvae that are now showing up in people's filters. I have a handout for you after the meeting. It's not really important, but I wanted to share it with you because it's the mayor himself commenting on the problems in the city.
Madam Clerk, you're on.
Well, Nicole, I want to report on like to Donna and Nicole are doing great. Her name is Nicole Hillman, that came to the office, and she's doing a wonderful job. They're both doing a wonderful job, and we're moving on. So that's my report.
Thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Unfinished business. New business. Public participation.
You got the bad knee.
Good job. Nancy Albertson, 620 Valley Forge Avenue. Okay, I do believe you guys all received my email with all the exhibits that we had. If not, I do have folders. The only thing is my exhibits that I sent in the email are different exhibit numbers.
One.
You have one.
Yes.
You have
no, it's different.
Chris.
Yeah. No, they got them last night.
Yes. We had them last night.
Oh, okay.
And
sure. Okay.
So anyway, good evening. My name is Nancy Albertson, and people who heard this last night, but as a resident of Lawrence Township for 47 years and Colonial Heights for 37 years, the proposed expansion of Trenton Block and Hardscape is deeply concerning to me. I truly believe that Lawrence Township followed their mission statement that we as a community are committed to conservation. The rezoning of Block 503 and subsequent expansion of Trenton Block and Hardscape does not align with this mission. The ordinance 2430-22, statement number 2, states that Lawrence Township has adopted a master plan that comprehensively provides for the appropriate use, regulation, and development of lands in a township in a manner which will promote public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. This proposal does not appear to promote any of these. I would like to inform the members of this board that lots 15 through 26 are designated as wetlands found on both the State of New Jersey DEP and Lawrence Township websites. They are in Exhibit 4B through 4E in the folder, which is a progressive enlargement of Exhibit 4B. As we all know, wetlands are protected because they replenish water supply, support wildlife habitats, and are beneficial in the prevention of global warming. Please take note that in Exhibit 2, the wetlands appear to be minimized on the proposed blueprint submitted to the township by Trenton Block and Hardscape. DEP has been notified and will be investigating. Another concern we have, and I'm sure you all agree, is that Trenton Block and Hardscape has expanded its use onto Lawrence Township property over the last 7 years. The lots that have been cleared of woodlands have been done without the permission of Lawrence Township or the Shade Tree Advisory Committee. The lots that have been cleared of trees in its entirety are 15 and 16. The back area of lots 19, 20, 21, and 22, which are adjacent to Trenton Block's property, have also been cleared of trees. This is demonstrated on exhibits 5A through 5F in the folder. 5A is a picture from 2012. The last three Google Earth photos are taken like a week and a half ago. The clearing of the said lots have occurred over the last 5 to 7 years. More specifically, Exhibit 5E is an aerial view of the property owned by Trenton Block and Hardscape with the surrounding lots owned by Lawrence Township with an overlay of the blocks of Block 503. It is clearly evident that Trenton Block and Hardscape has cleared these once wooded lots that are currently listed as being owned by Lawrence Township. I do believe this is in violation of the standards set by the Lawrence Township Shade Tree Advisory Committee. DEP has been notified of this and also will investigate. I'm sure that the members of the board are unaware that the house and property my husband and I own are on lots 27 and 28. The proposed expansion will put Trenton's block right next to my property. The area that includes lots 17 through 26 is currently a heavily wooded area, except where Trenton Block and Hardscape has cleared. The wooded area is a home to many wildlife animals. It also creates a natural sound barrier from Route 1 freeway. Exhibit 2 demonstrates that this wooded area will be eliminated and used for storage of supplies, thus eliminating a significant part of the only wooded area in South Lawrence. A few of the questions that come to my mind are, why has Trenton Block and Hardscape been allowed to use township property for profit? Why is this company allowed to use township property for free while we as residents are paying taxes? Why would the owner of Trenton Block and Hardscape want to move out of Colonial Heights, an area where he has operated unmonitored? Mr. Killian has said he wants to be a good neighbor. Would a good neighbor charge $400 delivery charge to a neighbor around the corner? How will the sale of this land be handled? Will it be offered as a public sale, therefore being available to all interested parties? Or is it going to be exclusively sold to a business that operates unscrupulously? Why has this business cleared wooded government property? Isn't this illegal? We then must ask ourselves, is this rezoning beneficial to the residents of Colonial Heights? I believe, and I'm sure the rest of my neighborhood would agree, the answer is emphatically no. Also of note, when I went to town hall to deliver the petition and signatures of approximately 100 residents of the 3-block radius opposing this amendment, Mr. Parviz told me a petition with signatures means nothing. I then informed him of the wetlands map, to which he replied, those maps aren't valid. No one has been down there in years. And then we had the issue of notification of both the meeting on the 18th and the 19th. So we were all sent letters about the 19th. We had a couple encounters with township officials, and not one addressed and said we were on the agenda for the 18th, which was last night. I want to thank you for your time and attention. I hope that you guys, I know you got the petition also by reviewing it, and I hope you can understand our concern and why we're opposed to this. Thank you.
Anyone else with public participation? Please come up and state your name.
My name is, there's no mic here. Things have changed. Good evening. My name is Eric Politi, and I live at 843 Bunker Hill Avenue. I'm a 34-year resident of Lawrence Township, most specifically South Lawrence. I spent a lot of time in this room, and I know a lot of people in it. I know a lot of you up on this dais, and I'm proud to say that I've had an excellent working relationship with everyone up here for the entirety of my professional life. You are all thoughtful, responsive, and care about this town. Unfortunately, I also think that all of you are learning of this evolving saga as we, your fellow residents, do so as well. And it is for that reason that I appeal to you for your sense of process, your thoughtfulness, your judiciousness, and most importantly, your sense of community, that is to say, your neighborliness. The actions we are witnessing by Trenton Block and Hardscape are not the mark of a good neighbor. We're seeing sidewalks obstructed and Cherry Tree Lane being used as a loading dock. I might add, and most importantly, we've discovered the possible clear-cutting of allegedly illegal use of township property for the sole profit of a business. Allegedly, that's an important word. Allegedly means that a determination needs to be made on whether or not a law was actually violated. Violations of the law are serious. We rely on the law to maintain a fair community and protect our residents' health and well-being. From my vantage point, those interests are not being protected. But my vantage point is not enough. Neither is anybody's here. What it is enough for is an investigation. Something as egregious as clear-cutting township parkland and using it costs our community. And I want to repeat that. It is at a cost to our community. We collectively foot the bill for this business's expansion to the tune of irreplaceable trees, parkland, and wetlands that are few and far between at this end of town. It is enough to make any resident or bystander presume the worst. But all those presumptions are, of course, allegations. They are allegedly violations of the law. So, with that said, I appeal to this body. Make a referral to the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office. Let's find out, thoroughly and unequivocally, what Trenton Black and Hardscape did and what the motivations were behind their actions. I would also encourage that investigation to go further and look into what township officials knew of this and how that influenced their actions leading up to today as well. I understand the Faulkner Act and am well versed on how our municipal government operates. It's my life, it's my career. Township Council, while this is certainly not of your own doing, it is understandably and begrudgingly your duty to set the ship right. So please reach out to the proper agencies like DEP and authorities such as the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office. Ask them to find out, when did Trenton Block and Hardscape clear-cut Township Parkland? What did the Township know about it? When did they know about it? Why didn't enforcement of local ordinances occur? Why are there so many questions about something that is being claimed to be so routine? Personally, I think the facts presented so far are obvious. I think they are simple. After all, you don't need to be a weatherman to tell which way the wind is blowing. This community deserves answers. It deserves a remedy. Most importantly, this community deserves to have the open space that they advocated for, that they paid for, to be restored on the offender's dime. And those offenders need to be held accountable. Thank you for your time, consideration, and commitment to holding Lawrence Township to the highest ethical standards possible. We do things right in this town, and it's important that we remind our residents and business community that nobody is above this town's morals, ethics, and laws. We are where nature smiles for 22 miles. Let's keep it that way.
My name is Gary Suretsky. I live at 700 Trumbull Avenue, and I've been a Lawrence resident for 42 years. And
we're Gary, we're going to keep it at five, all right?
I'm going to do it in three. Is that okay?
That's even better.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
I attended the meeting last night. Some of you, were there. Thank you for listening to me yesterday. I'm not going to repeat what I said.
I was there.
I address you tonight, and I'm very struck by the quote by Nelson Mandela, "Under Your Names," which says, "When people are determined, they can overcome anything." And I think that's what we saw last night, the united opposition of the local residents to this plan. And I'd like to mention that one of the points that was raised last night was that the proposal was not for expansion, it was for changing the zoning. But the planning expert mentioned in passing that this would facilitate the purchase of additional land from the township by the Trenton Block Company. And although the owner of the Block Company made a very spirited defense of his intentions, he did not dwell on the idea that he was in fact going to expand. And that's what his long-term plan is. And I think that's what we all have a great concern about, and that we want to keep this to be a residential area and not have an expanding presence of this business that was grandfathered into this area. Thank you very much for your attention.
There's no out that way.
You have to go around.
You have to go around.
Around.
We're
going to
build one.
We've done that before. We never have. Thank you. A very brief
please state your name and your address,
sure.
Please.
Thank My you. Name is Judith Klotz. I live at 720 Valley Forge Avenue, and I've been there for 35 years. And I'm addressing a very
specific, very briefly, issue having to do with the Trenton Block issue, and that is about the trees and their importance in blocking traffic noise. I'm an environmental epidemiologist who worked for the State Health Department for about 20 years, and during some of that time, I was on the State Noise Council, and I have done some studying of noise health effects before that. I just wanted to be on the record that even in addition to annoyance, that there are physiological adverse effects on the human body by traffic noise and other noise, even when we sleep, even when we don't know they're there. And that those affect the health of everybody in the neighborhood when the trees, which are a very important natural sound barrier, are destroyed. So among the many reasons that have been put forward to oppose this change, I'd like to emphasize the importance in protecting human health from cardio, hypertension, and many other effects that noise has on the human body. Thank you.
State your name and your address, please.
Absolutely. Greg Plitty, 827 Bunker Hill Avenue. I voiced many concerns last night. I've called a lot of you, Mayor. Thank you. All very concerned. I appreciate it. But tonight, I'm here to talk about open space, and the particular open space that we as a town have to seriously renew our commitment to. Because in the last few days, we have failed to uphold our commitment. Learning last night at the open space parkland was seriously on a table and discussed by township officials to be sold to a private entity for development is just wrong and should never occur. Taxpayers of this town pay for open space in our taxes every quarter. We pay for it to be preserved and not to enhance private entities. So to prevent this from happening again, and at least at this location in South Lawrence, I would like the council to seriously consider taking the Open Space Committee, tasking the Open Space Committee with identifying and taking inventory of all the exempt parcels of open space that were purchased by the township well before the establishment of the Green Acres Program that are associated with the Ohio Park, and there are many of them, from Cherry Tree Lane to Pilgrim Avenue. And once that inventory is complete, I would like council to petition the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection to have these parcels of land put into the Green Acres program so that they will be protected from any future sales by the township. If the parcels that were allegedly clear-cut had been in the Green Acres program, they would have had a compliance check done on them every 3 years. This is the major benefit of enrolling these properties in the Green Acres program. This request is simple, but is needed to protect our cherished open space. Thank you for your time, and I'll follow up with you all individually when time permits. Thank you.
How you doing? My name is Glenn Elhart. I live 624 Valley Forge Avenue. I lived here for 35 years. Actually, I lived in Lawrence since 1952. I went through K through 12 and was the first class out of the high school, so I'm a longtime guy here. When I moved to Colonial Heights, it was a quiet, unassuming neighborhood. Nice residential place. You know, there was a small business at the end of Cherry Tree Lane, but that owner went out of his way to help everybody. He was a nice guy. Never heard a complaint once. You know, this is a different business now, and different owners. There's a different tax number. It's not the same guy. And according to the engineer, there's no grandfather clauses that he can find. So that means you're not legally bound by any precedent. I was one of the people that went up and down the road notifying the neighbors, because most of them didn't know about this, because you only had to notify people within 200 feet. So we went down Cherry Tree, Trumbull, Valley Forge, and Ohio, and let them know about it. You know, out of all those people, not one was in agreement with this proposal. Not one of them. You know, some of them were actually angry about it. This was 94 households of people. That's a good amount. I wrote down a couple of things. I'm going to speak for the neighbors, stuff that they told me what they were opposed to. Okay. One, they didn't like the increased truck traffic, you know, especially in the morning hours. And oftentimes in the morning, when they load the trucks over there, there's noise that shakes the house. I live close enough. I live within 200 feet. Like, my windows rattle sometime. And this has happened before 7 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes they park their vehicles on the street. I've seen that myself because I walk my dog down to the canal. And they use Cherry Tree as a loading zone. They got trucks parked out there with the forklifts, loading cars in the middle of the street and blocking it up. Okay, second, in general, I get a sense that people are concerned about the neighborhood and the property values because they're going to be living in a mixed zone. And they said, how come all of a sudden, this place has been here since 1947, and all of a sudden we got to rezone it? Why? For one guy? And what's going to happen if we do?
Remember, sir, 5 minutes, all right?
Okay. I only got one page.
All right. Well, one page and you're only up to two, please.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and they're worried about this opening Pandora's box. What else is going to happen here? There's a lot of concern about cutting the woodlands. There's not much left in South Lawrence. There's only about three places. You can see it's happened on the maps. I can see it's happened. I live there. I watched it happen on there. And this plan was carried out without any permission. Nobody in the township was notified. There's no, if you look at your stuff, there's no zoning board approval, no planning board approval, no engineering board. You know, the engineering department wasn't notified. Actually, for 2 years ago, I called the engineering department two times inquiring about this. They never acknowledged what I was saying. Why? There's the question that their own township land, and we think there's some legal questions that have to be addressed before anything goes on. You know, you guys are elected officials. You represent the community, and you're supposed to look after the health, safety, and welfare of all of us. Remember, this is Lawrence Township, not Washington, D.C. Don't cater to all the special interests. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield the floor.
Seeing none, we'll close to public participation. Can I get a motion for Resolution 18A, please?
I'll make a motion to move 18A, 1 through H11 in a block.
Second.
Mr. Bobbitt?
Yes.
Mr. Kanacki?
Yes.
Ms. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mayor Ryan?
Yes. Can I get a motion for 18D?
What?
I'm sorry.
Council
on the council initiatives and liaison report.
Mr. Mayor?
Right.
I just wanted to quickly thank councilmen, thank the DEI committee for all of their work on what we finished tonight. And I also want to thank Recreation for some awesome fireworks. I got lots of comments that they were the best yet. So. Two pieces.
Anyone else?
Well, Mayor, we obviously heard about the shade trees, that the shade trees committee would be very concerned if any, particularly if any specimen trees were removed. So I'll make sure we put it as an item for them to hear about.
Very good, thank you. Written communications. Petition from the residents. Okay. Going to executive sessions. We appreciate you coming.
I'm in.